So when you see through the hologram and you see that the material realm is just an AI program pretty much responding and persecuting
the devil,
it's all making sense now. The devil and the demons, they want what you got. But because they are in the flesh mind and anti, just like a flesh creature, just like a narcissist, they want what you got if you're saved, if you're spirit-filled, if you have life, you know. They want what you got. And so they gotta mimic and mock you. They don't have life, but they gotta pretend like they do. And so they want what you got. If you let them in the door, they're gonna steal, kill, and destroy, because the flesh mind doesn't understand the spirit mind. So the spirit mind is life and peace because of wholeness in Christ. The flesh mind is division and chaos and trouble and partiality, and they're not whole. So everything they do is to destroy, because they're not whole. They're partial. So wholeness is in Christ, the whole pie, and pieces of the pie who are not even cut back in. They're actually out there doing their own thing apart from Christ. They don't have the mind of Christ. So they run up against you as they're an AI program face to face with you. They're only thinking in the flesh mind. They can't think in the spirit mind. So the only thing they can do is try to pull you down to their level, try to pull you in the world, the flesh, and the prior life. So pretty much everybody around you is trying to pull you down into the world, the flesh, prior life. And so this is the gang stalking. This explains everything. This explains the bloodline problems. You know, people go back. They have these family reunions once a year, and they have there's people there that don't even like each other, and they keep going back, and they keep going through the cycles. This explains addiction and drugs, and explains everything, because the AI partial piece cut off, who's not whole, is trying to connect with life and wholeness. And so the drama queen, whether it's the media, whether it's politics, whatever, it's not into wholeness. And so it's fighting. So the division down here is because this is a birthing until Christ be birthed in you. So most people are still in the birthing process of understanding what I'm saying here. And so they're not in the spirit mind, they're in the flesh mind. And so all they know is fighting. All they know is division. All they know is lies and gaslighting and hypocrisy. They don't even know themselves. They don't even know why they do what they do. They're not aware of their self. And now I know why, when I cut the music off, it was such a battle. It's like people around me, you got to listen to this song. What are you talking about? Cut music off. Why are you even saying that? If I cut the music off, why are you bringing it up? Who are you? Where did you come from? Why are you trying to pull me back into something that I already made a decision to cut off? And so that's the way it is. And so as you grow, okay, so there's AI substitutes everywhere. So the anti, as you grow spiritually, the anti has to mirror you and grow with you. So as you grow spiritually in life and peace, the system has to grow in the opposite way, chaos and turmoil and misery and drama. So the only thing you can do is cut them off. And the more you cut them off, the more crazy they get. Because so it's just like Israel and the Philistines. They wanted to defile the temple, right? Because they wanted what? They wanted Israel's power. They wanted the power of Israel, but they couldn't handle it. The flesh mind can't handle the spirit mind. they can't handle the responsibility because it takes the power of Christ to be able to handle it, you know?